Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking falling box beef prices in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Cash cattle prices simply have not kept up with higher wholesale box beef prices in the second quarter of this year. However, over the last five trading sessions, something's happened. Boxed beef prices have fallen apart, dropping $12 and a nickel on choice beef, over $23 a hundredweight on select beef. We asked livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel his take on these falling box beef values.
I think that's probably not too surprising. I mean, on the one hand, from my standpoint, probably the box beef prices went higher than I ever would have anticipated anyway. So, you know, not to say that they were overdone, the demand was there. But if you think about where we are now, it's, you know, getting towards, the latter part of June. Probably most of the buying is done for 4th of July weekend. And so, you know, we've had a lot of strength here from Memorial Day up to this point, but I wouldn't be surprised if this market isn't ready to take a little bit of a breather and kind of pull back a little bit as we kind of really go into the sort of the doldrums of the summer after 4th of July.
Meanwhile, in our nation's feedlots, Dr. Peel says he believes we're getting much, much closer to becoming current.
We are, in fact, moving through the backlog of cattle that kind of created the problem. And I say that, you know, in the next few weeks, it's hard to say exactly when I think this fed cattle market will be ready to turn the corner. So depending on where the box beef market is at that time, we could actually see kind of a counter seasonal move in these fed cattle prices. I wouldn't be surprised to see them potentially move up a little bit even through the summer. And we normally wouldn't expect that. And certainly by this fall,
we could be seeing higher prices. Daryl, I guess the other thing is on the grain and oilseed side of things, real bloodbath yesterday. Thursday settlements, we were down limit 40 cents on corn, over a dollar lower on soybeans. For folks that are figuring feed grain rations, I guess that's that has to be welcome news.
Well, that's right. You know, it looks like the feed markets, the corn and the oilseed markets probably have peaked out, and we're going to see a lot of volatility. So it'll turn around probably and go back up again. But it kind of looks like we've got the market sort of anticipating, the situation at this point, unless we get some big news in terms of weather impacts. And the corn market's really going to be watching, you know, the next month or so as we get into July is a critical time on the corn side. Soybeans, it's really August that's going to be the weather critical period. But having said all that, it's not too surprising to see these markets kind of, taking a little bit of a breather. I think they're kind of where they need to be, but there's an awful lot of volatility, and that'll continue in place. So it may provide some short-term opportunities to get some feed priced. You know, I don't think it's probably going to drop or continue to drop significantly, but we will see these kinds of movements in the market, and that may provide some pricing opportunities for people that are laying in feed.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Now, the key takeaway from Dr. Peel, the conversation that we had with Dr. Peel on Thursday, he believes that we're getting very, very close now to that tipping point of getting back to allowing our feedlots to be more current, and that will give more bargaining power on the side of cattle producers as we get into the third quarter, he believes, of 2021. Third, fourth quarter, he believes, better cattle prices could be seen in feedlot country. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at superiorlivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.